call the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Tuesday, April 17, 2018 at 7:36 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 323 of the third floor. We'll move into agenda item two, roll call.
Director Desimera.
Tardy, unexcused.
Assistant Director Batar.
Present.
Commissioner Adams.
Present.
Commissioner Gomez.
Present.
Commissioner Hickman.
Present.
Commissioner McNeil.
Absent, excused.
Commissioner Raquel.
Present.
Commissioner Fulmer.
Present.
A quorum is met.
Moving to agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item four, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. Moving to action two, the commission will hear the following operations funding requests. We'll move into block C and we'll hear AIGA UNR. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Did you guys both sign the public attendance sheet? Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
I'm Sydney Kaplan, MVP.
I'm Ernie Pike, I'm the treasurer.
And Ernie, you sent me the proxy email, correct?
Yes.
All right, I got it. Cool. Thank you. Are either of you ASU elected or appointed officials?
No.
Great. So, Ernie, I emailed you a little bit about why we had to bring you guys back in. So there was some issue with the, you know, the ASUN logo being on your guys' shirts. So in order to fund you, we are going to have to add that to your shirts. Jared, do you want to elaborate on that?
It was kind of brought up before. It was the policy is not who screen prints the shirt, but the fact that it's screen printing. Kind of what we talked about before, it was just a little too decisive at the moment. We were supposed to falter back to the policy. So I'm sorry to be brought back and sort of mess. But does the policy kind of make sense, or are you still kind of confused?
We have no problem with the policy. And we really have no problem with the ASUN logo if we had known. The problem is now, we talked to Monica, she's the graphic design person. She's the head of the department. And the first thing is, we were thinking, number one, you want a certain color on that.
Yeah.
And the screen printing inks that we have are, what did she use the word? That there's only so many inks.
Mm-hmm. That they're Pantone colors, and they're not your color.
So yeah. We have a blue, but not
your specific brand color.
So instead of, what would it work then if, this is just an idea, and I was talking with Jared about it, is if you got the shirt with just the logo on it, instead of getting a blank shirt, have the logo just on it, and then you guys can conduct your workshop with those shirts. Would that be something that's feasible?
That we could run by, where do we decide where to put the logo?
As long as it's on the shirt, that's up to you. So if you get it through the wolf shop, you can pretty much get it anywhere on the shirt. As long as it's on the outside of the shirt.
And the wolf shop probably knows all the guidelines and things.
Absolutely.
Is it more money or?
The wolf shop?
No, I mean,
adding the logo?
Yeah.
Oh.
Commissioner Adams?
What if they split it into two applications? The shirt's on one and the ink on another.
Well, it wouldn't. Why would that make a difference? It's all operations.
I know, but if the shirts were just on, say we print the shirts just on this week, and then the ink next week. Because the shirts technically wouldn't be screen printed, because they would just be buying the shirts, and then they would be buying the screen printing. But then if they want to go do whatever they want to go do with those shirts, then it's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's.
I don't follow.
Yeah, I don't either.
So are we going to mandate that every time a club buys like screen printing ink that they would also have to like put the ASM logo on like everything they're gonna do? Do you see what I'm saying? They won't reuse it.
The policy is anytime there's screen printing on a t-shirt, there's gotta be the ASUN logo. Mm-hmm. So like if they're buying screen printing ink, one would assume that they're in screen print a t-shirt, mm-hmm. then the ASUN logo would have to be screen printed. Luke's solution would just be buying the t-shirt with the ASUN logo, that way you can kind of avoid having to pay more for ink or like that extra step of like double signing. I don't know the process.
I just wasn't sure. I wasn't sure what you guys said. That
is there a big fight? I mean, because we only have so much funds. Is there a big difference in price? Do you guys know off the top of your head?
I've never thought. Have any of you guys gone through the Wolf Shop first shirts?
I can ask Sierra there.
So
it depends on like what you're getting, because it has a fee for like the shirt, how big the size sometimes to see something really hard.
But Commissioner Adams?
So we can't hear this application this week in the panel, like right now, because they don't have a quote from the workshop. So there's nothing that we can justify the price for.
That's true.
I have another little problem exactly where it shows this one. See, there's three issues. I was told when I met with a representative of this club or this group that if I bought t-shirts that were blank, I would be okay not having to put the ASU logo. It's because it's not that we hate the ASU logo.
No.
What it is that we screen print something.
Yeah, our solution would just be buy like the shirts with the logo already on it. Like,
yeah.
So just buy them from the wool shop with the logo.
And I suppose since I just emailed her about it today, she probably hasn't ordered them. She could probably fix that.
They're blank, right?
They're ordered blank.
Yeah,
right.
I can't imagine that would be a huge deal, but I don't know. Commissioner Fulmer?
Yeah, so since it's through the wool shop, I can't speak for the whole shop, but I don't imagine it'd be a huge problem.
Okay.
So I think I would just kind of get on that as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'll just go down there.
Yeah, but what I would like to do is fund them at the cap for the shirts at $6 and then put a stipulation that we have to see the logo from the wool shop before they can use those funds.
What would you be justifying $6?
Just the $6 at the cap and like from like previous applications from the wool shop, we've seen shirts that have been up to $6. So
that's a precedent you'd be setting, or you can make a one time. I mean, because by saying that, you're saying that other clubs, if they came in and said the same thing, we're going through the wool shop, you would be okay with no supporting them. So just be aware of that decision. Yeah.
So then could we order the shirts and then come back? Was show you the shirt, bring it back here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Show you the shirt with the logo on it.
Mm-hmm. And then you could do whatever.
And then fund, say it was an extra $50 or whatever, then fund that as a separate app. I need to have
a Are you guys able to come back next week if you were?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Commissioner Adams.
The problem I have too is that I feel like that we shouldn't. I feel like this, so if you guys remember 2 weeks ago or so, we denied an application where they requested money for a table, and pro staff advised us that we didn't necessarily know that that table wasn't, it was a beer pong table, and we didn't necessarily know that like it was only going to be like their philanthropy event. So like we have no real way of guaranteeing that the design that they say is going to be on the shirt is going to be on the shirt. If you remember, to the engineering club, they had a piece of profanity on one of their t-shirts, and we said that wasn't really how we wanted ASU to be represented. So I think it's hard that given the combination of decisions that we've made, that I feel like it's almost not going to fall to the funds application.
Coordinator DeMato.
I don't want to say you're wrong, but I feel like they're different. The issue is a beer pong table, is this beer pong table. So I don't know if that necessarily applies. And then with the t-shirts, with the profanity, it's just profanity. So those are kind of specific to the cost. So I don't know if that necessarily applies.
I was just saying that there's a lack of, you know, like for us, we can't really like do anything, you know, like there's no like system of like us checking on them. There's no real accountability. Not that I'm saying I don't trust you guys, I'm just saying, you know.
Well, we have to bring in the shirt. I mean, if we just funded half of it this week and half of it next week, like you said, you know, fund the shirts this week, get them, bring in one next week, they're finished. As long as we have time in the semester to do it. We could move our workshop up a couple of days or something like that.
Commissioner Paul.
So, how about we fund them for their screen printing like ink? And their squeegee, and take the shirts off, and have them come back with a different application for shirts when they have like the number of how much it's going to cost with the ASUN logo on it. Does that sound good?
But we have no way, though, of guaranteeing that they're not going to go out and just buy blank shirts and then just screen print something off.
Well, I feel like we...
Do you see what I'm saying, though? Like, they're... I'm just making a
case. This is what we talked about in the last meeting of this application. And we kind of came to a consensus with that. So I think that what we're talking about now is definitely how we're going to help this club fund these shirts and make their event happen.
No, yeah, and I'm all for helping the club. I just want to make sure that we're, by the ideas from policy stuff too.
And I only cut in on this one because it was something that was brought up before when we first talked about. There's always ways to do checks and balances. Like, that's a great concern to have, but there's always other options, if that makes sense. You know, like, there's other ways to, like, check up and a lot of trust as well, and, like, checks and balances. There's other options. It comes down to it. That makes sense.
So,
Couldn't we even take a photo and just PDF it to you? As a supporting document for what we got?
As a design?
Bring a shirt in, I guess.
For a design?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you just have to have some proof of what's going on in that shirt.
Right.
But, so for your knowledge, you guys have 8. So if we retract that application from last week completely, and as if it didn't happen, and we remit it, you guys have 817.84 left in operations.
Yes.
So, if we funded, those shirt costs are probably going to go up, right?
We don't need to have 100, though. We can cut down to 80.
Okay.
To make up the difference. So, okay. Cool.
So, what's paramount is the inks and whatnot, and those quantities and whatnot.
And the reason is because we have to go in and prep those screens, evidently. I don't know how it works.
Yes.
We have to do something 2 or 3 days before the actual event.
Okay. So maybe, like they were saying, is so they can fund everything but the shirts. You communicate with the Wolf Shop that you want to add the ASUN logo on the shirt, and then bring in that quote. And then we'll agendize you for next week, and then we'll hear the shirts.
Cool.
Commissioner Fulmer?
I move to strike non-food items 13 through 16 through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Fulmer?
I move to approve AIGA's operations application in the amount of $372.76.
Seconded by Commissioner Hickman, can you repeat that amount one more time?
372.76.
I have a different number.
I have the old spreadsheet.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
I think it was 420 for the shirts.
So, I can check right now. Yeah, I have the new one once.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, it's about 420, you're right. So, the new amount is...
It was seconded.
Is there any more discussion on the motion? Seeing none, move to vote. All those in favor say aye. Against?
Nay.
Abstentions? Motion fails. The amount is $370.71. Commissioner Hickman.
I move to approve AIGA UNR's operations application in the amount of $370.71.
Seconded by Commissioner Fulmer. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Cool. So all that was funded except for the shirt. So if you want to communicate with Patrick, you guys can, he can help you out with whatever you need, and then
okay. We'll
see you guys hopefully next week, and we'll put you guys on the agenda for those shirts.
Okay, and I need to email you and go through that too, right?
Email.
In other words, like if we're going to do a proxy and get on the schedule,
just go
through the whole thing like it's a new
one.
Okay.
If you could, and submit like another application.
That's fine.
Thank you. And if you guys could see Jared before you head out.
Okay.
I pass the gavel to you, Director Disney.
He's still here. I know he does.
Yeah. And it's a blur. Hey guys, what club are you from?
ANS, American Nuclear Society.
Awesome. Could I give us your name and position in the club?
My name is Eli Trumbull, ANS President.
My name is Paul Doherty, ANS Treasurer.
Awesome. Are you guys ASN elected or appointed officials?
Nope.
Can you tell us about your operations application? Where in funding block B for the record?
What was that?
So, can you tell us about your application?
Oh, okay. I thought there was something else. Basically, we are requesting money for fuel for a trip we are taking actually tomorrow. But because we don't need it in the account tomorrow because it's going to be reimbursed. It would be a reimbursement request anyway. But yeah, that's effectively it.
Tuition Adams.
How many cars are you guys taking?
It dropped since the application. Mm-hmm. It dropped to four.
Four. Okay.
So four minivans, and we're going to. You have the attachment.
Yeah. Do we have to add it all by line item, or just increase the fund?
Like just split the cars out?
Yeah,
that's probably the best.
Does it have to be a separate line for bearing back?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. You're fine. So,
Commissioner, are you going to do the motion now, or are you going to just give me 1 second?
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just going to explain, though, that for the supporting documentation that you did attach, we actually have our own way that we calculate the reimbursement rate at which we get for fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually 0.2 cents per mile.
0.275.
No.
So it's oddly. Carrying on digits.
0.272512.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a great story behind that number.
Yeah.
It's above the old cap, actually.
No, but I just think that's just like.
Yeah,
the rounding thing.
The federal
that's
rate.
What makes
yeah.
me laugh. That's,
yeah.
So I'm sure there's some great story behind that, but obviously, it should be apparent that I've overshot.
Yeah.
And if you guys need to bring that down, totally. Objections from us. I apologize.
All right.
I move to add non-food item 9-3, car 2 from UNR to UCD, quantity 124, net price 1272512. Non-food item line 5, car 3 from UNR to UCD, quantity 124, unit price 1272512. Unit price 1272512. Car 3 from UNR to UCD, quantity 124, unit price 1272512. Non-food item line 6, car 3 from UCD to UNR, quantity 124.272512 as the unit price. Non-food item line 7, car 4 from UNR to UCD, quantity 124, unit price 1272512. Non-food item line 8, car 4 from UCD to UNR, quantity 124, unit price 1272512. All by unanimous consent.
Is there a consent to the motion? Seeing that motion carries.
You said four cars in surgery?
Four cars, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, you got that right.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just like, man, I was just impressed right now by that. That was amazing.
Is your group? Yeah.
Commissioner Gomez.
Just for the record, did he put 0.272512 for all unit prices?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I heard him say it 8 times.
Commissioner Gomez.
Commissioner Adams, do you have 270.33?
I was just saying it off the top of my head. I didn't write it down.
Do you have So I move to approve, or is there anything else you need to add? All right, so I move to approve American Nuclear Society's operations funding application in the amount of $270.33.
Second by Commissioner Hickman, is there discussion? Seeing no one, we'll move on to the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Commissioner Adams.
You guys have already submitted enough for travel paperwork.
Travel paperwork's already been, it was submitted, a while ago.
Yeah, so I
never got a confirmation email for
So that's Central Station.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they.
They don't do accepted because with all the travels that come in, it's just too much work. Pretty much we tell, it's not, I understand, we tell immediately if it's declined. Obviously, that's really important.
Yeah.
It's something that's in the works, but that's a long-term plan, only because there's
as long as I didn't hear anything.
If you didn't hear anything bad, it's pretty much the rule of thumb.
Okay, so it's fine. Okay, it's good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Is that, you guys are good to go. I'll see Jared before
going
you. To check with Jared. All right. So, all right. We'll move back to funding block A, going to Women's Ultimate Frisbee emergency travel app. Hey guys, are you Women's Ultimate Frisbee? Oh no, you are. Sorry. I'm.
Hi.
Hey guys, can you guys hear your name and position in the club?
I'm Sade, I'm the president. It's just me.
Oh, okay, wait, we can't hear your club yet. We have to have two people.
Well, we didn't go anyways, so I was basically just coming to say that.
Oh, you want to cancel the app?
Yes.
Okay, oh, then that's fine.
That's why I figured it was okay if just one of me.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, you can just send an email. That also works, too.
Okay.
But no, that's...
I'll be polite and I'll show up, even though we can't go anymore.
Yeah, thanks for showing up, though. I mean, that's... I think that's
okay.
Just because we know
so
in person.
Good?
Yeah, you guys are good.
All right.
All right. Are you guys with...
Women's Record.
Okay, so... And lacrosse?
Yeah.
Perfect, got it right this time. All right, so we'll have you guys go next. Could you guys use your name and position in the club? Lacrosse. Oh. Okay. Okay, fine. Sorry. We'll go with Musical Therapy Club first because they're pretty funny. And, I recuse myself from the room because I am part of this organization.
Pass the gavel.
Oh, sorry. Pass the gavel to us as director of guitar.
Can we get your names and positions to the organization?
Anthony Burchette, I'm the treasurer. Johnny Lee, Christian Fox proxy.
Who did you send the proxy to?
I sent it to whoever let us know when the meeting day was. It was pretty late, but.
Let's see, it's probably 10 minutes. Yeah, I got it. Cool. Are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Fantastic. Can you tell us about your application?
Yeah, so the $200-something is for the Wells Fargo theater room rental, and the $600 for t-shirts. I was looking back at that after we got the email, and I believed that whoever gave me that quote was from the wool shop, but looking into it, it's not. So we might have to defer that till next week, updating with wool prices.
Who reviewed this? Commissioner Fulmer.
So I reviewed the application and I did email them about the workshop. So that's just going to be the relation here. Other than that, we just have to change the spreadsheet to match the supporting docs and a lot of items. It's typed out in the internal notes, so if you want to follow along. I move to strike food item line, or non-food item line 1, and to add non-food item line 3. Item name special event staff, quantity 1. Unit price $36. Non-food item line 4, special event staff 2, quantity 2. Unit price $36. Line 5, special event staff 3, quantity 2, unit price $42. And line 6, special event staff 4, quantity 1, unit price $51. By unanimous consent?
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Gomez.
They also need to abide by the cap we have
Commissioner Fulmer.
I move to change non-food item line 2 to a unit price of $6. By unanimous consent?
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Fulmer.
I move to add a stipulation to this application that Wolf Shop First Rider for refusal must be presented before funds can be used. By unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
So with that, just email us that like you attempted to go through the Wolf Shop, and then the prices are higher whenever you use the outside company, but you do have to attempt to use the Wolf Shop.
Okay.
I move to approve Musical Therapy Club's operation application in the amount of $687.
Seconded by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. Congratulations, guys. We see Jared before you head out.
Thank you.
687. How much is that? 687.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I've just got
back to
director
this
room.
What clubs are here again? So,
tennis is here.
Lacrosse.
Environmental club?
Wait, what?
Environmental club.
Environmental and tennis.
Yep.
All right, we'll stay in Footing Lock A and go to Nevada Tennis on Campus's emergency travel app. Yes, could you guys your name and position in the club?
Kathleen Wright, president.
Ozzy Tavares, treasurer.
Could you let us know if you're ASU and elected or appointed officials?
No.
Could you tell us about your application?
So this is for a tournament this Saturday at Soccer Stadium.
Awesome, who reviewed the app? Commissioner Raquel.
So when we requested it for spring 2, we didn't have the 40% in our club account because Central Station accidentally reimbursed our past travel with our own club money instead of funding. So now that's all fixed.
For sure, Kel.
And then can you just let us know what they said?
What they said?
Yeah.
They said that there should be our current club account balance was 65, and after they reimburse us, it should be 148 or something.
Jared and I, and Jared Cotton.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Commissioner Cal.
I move to move food items lines 1 and 2 to non-food items lines 1 and 2 by unanimous consent.
Is there any sense to the motion? Seeing no motion carries.
And then how many cars are you guys taking?
We're taking 3, but we're getting funding for 2.
Don't forget, Kim, you have to change that gas cap.
Yeah. I'm going to strike non-food item line 1. And then add non-food line item number 3, item name Goey. 1, quantity 136. Unit price of 0.2. 0.272512.
Did you say going?
Going, yeah.
Can you change the name so the central station will understand it?
Car 1.
Just put car 1.
Yeah. Keep going with your motion.
At item line 4, I made car 1 back. Quantity 136. Unit price 0.272512. At line number 5, I made car 2. Quantity 136. Unit price 0.272512. At my item number 6, car 2 coming back, quantity 136, 0.272512.
Is there any sense of the motion? So you know what she carries. Second by Commissioner Hickman, is there a discussion? Seeing none, we'll now move on to the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. All right. See Jared before you leave. We'll move back into item 2 and here at Environmental Club. I guess. Could you use your name and position in the club?
Yeah, I'm Ashley Foreman, and I'm the treasurer.
Sierra Jicklin, not an elected position, but student outreach coordinator.
So, you guys ASU and elected appointment? Wait, I should proxy. Do you send a proxy email?
Yes.
Who did you send the proxy email to?
Zach.
No, Sierra Jicklin.
Zach. Can you just resend it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong club.
Yeah.
What's your email?
It's, should be a form and not a F-O-R-M-A. Do you want me to resend it?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Are you guys ASU elected appointed officials? Can you tell us about your application?
Yeah, so we are applying for fintech funding for a celebration booklet and flyers for a petition.
Okay. Read the app. Commissioner Palmer.
So I read the application. We emailed back and forth a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The spreadsheet's blank. But I have everything needed for it. The only thing with it is we do have color printing at a price of 20 cents, so I'm just going to have to change that. So whatever is left, you guys just have to pay out of your club account. So I move to add non-food item line 1, item name black and white printing, quantity 375, unit price of 10 cents. And non-food item line 2, item name color printing, quantity 35, unit price 20 cents by unit price 10 cents.
Is there any sense in the motion? Seeing no motion carries. Commissioner Fulmer.
I move to approve the Environmental Club's operations application in the amount of $44.50.
Second by Commissioner Hickman, is there a discussion? Commissioner Adams.
Use for water.
Is there more discussion? Seeing that, I want to move on to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions. Motion carries. All right, CJ, before you leave. All right, now we go to Ranger Cross. Are you ready? Guys, use your name, position of the club.
Brooks Mills, president.
Victoria Winter, treasurer.
Are you guys ASU elected or appointed officials?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about your operations application?
So we applied for some training equipment and then a speaker. We need the training equipment to stay fit and be able to compete against the other teams. And the speaker is so we can listen to music while we're doing that, practicing, all that jazz.
Okay. Who approved the app?
I did. So, with your equipment, how long do you expect this equipment to last for you guys?
A really long time? We take pretty good care of it. Is that not a range?
No, just like a year range of how long you think it will
last. Like a year or two or so.
Okay. So with that, So we don't fund capital expenditures over $100, and a capital expenditure is defined as something that lasts you over 3 years. So saying that it only lasts you a year or two, we can fund it.
We fund it at a cap.
Yeah.
So we fund it only up to $100.
Yeah.
There might be some weathering because of snow and stuff, so 1.5 years max.
All right, perfect.
Brilliant.
So, I move to approve Nevada Women's Lacrosse Club's operations application in the amount of $717.54.
Second, by Commissioner Adams, any discussion? Seeing no one, I'll move on to the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. All right, CJ, freely. All right, Women's Rugby. Awesome. Do you guys use your name and position in the club?
AC Reckon, president.
Jordan Marcus Crossman.
Who you send the proxy email to?
Okay,
let's
see.
Rachel, send it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess.
Awesome. Are you guys ASU elected or appointed officials?
Yep.
Can you tell us about your application?
So we're asking the operations here to buy new balls and a ball bag for practice.
Thank you.
To be able to play your game.
Who read the app? Commissioner Hickman.
I read the app. It looks good. So I move to approve Women's Rugby's operations application in the amount of $143.59.
Second by Commissioner Adams, any discussion? See, now we'll move on to a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. All right, CJ, before you leave. So. Anybody write down the values for me so they're in the club?
Say that.
Did anybody write the value down?
It's 687.
Oh, yeah. Gotta have something to write down.
I can write out for him.
Yeah, that works. So. We go to, you want to go to reports?
Yeah.
All right. Move to the state reporter director. All, I apologize for being tardy. My thesis has not been treating me very well. Well, I was. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, my. Yeah. So I don't know if you want to change that. I don't know. But yeah, so I apologize. Yeah, so I ran a little late because of that. But yeah, as for just general updates, I still need to schedule one-on-ones with you guys. Wes, you got the I-8 stuff, right? Were you able to go through some of it?
I went through all of it.
Was it a little bit?
Pretty lengthy.
Yeah, it is.
I appreciate former Commissioner Wayne for her in-depthness on it because it helped a lot. So.
Perfect. Let's see. According to Mata, when do you want the funding? What's the deadline for the funding reference page that you wanted us to work on?
Geez,
just before the end of it.
Yeah,
before,
well,
like renewal.
Preferably before the end of April.
Oh, that's
to give a straight deadline.
Okay, of course. So for my other projects, I didn't really get any feedback. I didn't get any responses back within my response emails, so some of these projects unfortunately just won't work out. Club Resource Accountability and Policy Change, that was actually finished, so that one should have been completed a while ago, unfortunately. But it should be. That one's doing fine right now. Cross it. Expansion analysis, I need to follow up with Central Station because I sent an email for them to send me all of the case sheets dating back to 2013. And I haven't received those yet, so I just plan on getting those before the last department meeting and showing you guys that stat. Because that's pretty much the main goal of it, just letting you guys know, especially those of you guys who returned, that whatever is left for them is going to be important. Let's see. So for initiatives, actually, wait, Commissioner McNeil is in here, so it's for club lead. I'll just follow up with you and Commissioner McNeil about that. My goal with that was essentially just to get the feedback from you guys, start getting feedback from the people that we were suggested to reach out to. I actually met with, President-elect Jackson about this, that regarding ways to improve for club lead and also finding people to actually get more feedback on how to improve the program. And I'll plan on doing that before the end of April. So, if Commissioner Kelson's here, if you could just send me feedback of what you want to change for it, just so it's easier on your time as well, since there's been like a mix with schedules, just send over everything that regarding Club Lead that you want to change, that you want to restructure and all that, and then we'll just all compile it together. All right, anybody have any other questions for me? All right, I'm gonna move on to 7, report of the assistant director.
No report.
Actually, back to 6, report of director. If you guys want to see the beginning of the 86 session, come check out at 5:30 tomorrow. I think the president and vice president are also getting sworn in during that time as well. So if you guys want to see that, that would be pretty cool. Sorry. We'll move into 8. Report the commissioners, Commissioner Raquel. Just include your projects if it's two guys. So.
So the tweet went out today, you guys saw that. I tweeted it, yeah. hopefully that brings in more responses for that survey. My last request to council meeting is this Friday. So come out if you guys want.
Do you have something else?
No.
Okay. Give me a few seconds. So the sports manual update is not a thing, right?
Huh?
The sports manual update is not a thing anymore, right?
It is a thing as of today at 2 p.m.
Okay.
Don't miss the project, Commissioner Raquel. It is a thing as it is done.
So wait, what updates do you have for
Eduardo?
Well,
done.
Okay, listen. So the year update and everything with the clerical updates are done. James is looking over the like renewal aspect updates on Thursday.
So we'll leave it.
Listen. Department marketing, how close are you to being finished with that?
The whole thing should be coming out soon.
So you're pretty much done.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just going through the projects I shared with you about something. Alright, next, Commissioner Hickman.
So the SAS change went through Senate last week.
Yes.
Only took the whole 80-minute session to do it.
Oh my gosh.
And I think bubble wars and things went pretty great. If you have any other feedback for that, send me an email.
Can you also, could you forward that to me so that it's on NAS?
What am I forwarding you?
If anybody sends you additional feedback.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know, did Commissioner Gomez send you?
No, someone skipped out on the
On the debrief.
An essay. I do have to say, it was an essay that skips out on the
debrief. Academics are important, guys.
I came to college
and
for a degree.
All right. Hold on. Budget expansion. Do you still want to work on that? Essentially, it's just we're just going to present by the time the last department meeting hits about like the potential for expanding the budget. And so that's important for anybody continuing in the department to have that knowledge anyway. Even though the budget expansion is like an external factor more like because it's more dependent on the ASU president and what Senate approves, it's still something that we should know about and we should be able to form a basis of, oh, if we want to expand the budget, this is... These are the reasons why and how we would do it. All right.
Should we sit over here or?
Yeah, anywhere is fine. All right. So since there's club, oh, for sure.
Just Wes wants to sit on that too.
That's fine. I'm there to learn a lot of Excel.
Really? No, I refuse. It's your turn.
That's fine. Let's. All right, so there's a club here, moving back to item 4, false security administrative actions. Move to item 2, funding block B, American, sorry. We are here.
What's up?
Anime Hobbies Society. Yeah. All right. Can you give us your name, position of the club?
My name is Logan Boa, I'm the president.
Alam Shahid, and I'm treasurer and vice president.
Yeah.
So are you treasurer or are you vice president?
Both, actually, technically, both positions.
Are you listed as both?
She's listed as treasurer.
Or I'm only listed as treasurer, which is weird.
That's fine. That's fine.
We
are you guys ASU elected or appointed officials?
Hmm?
Are you guys in ASU and student government?
No.
All right. Can you tell us about your application?
We have submitted an application for emergency funding through the operations tier for 643 to fund our Vagotopalooza, which will be this weekend, which will mainly help cover food expenses, non-food expenses. Yes.
Commissioner Gomez, your video.
Yes. So you guys had like portions from the old spreadsheet. If you wouldn't mind just like using the current spreadsheet we have on the funding website, that way, because like some of like the boxes were like locked and like I couldn't just like adjust them. So either way, we do have to change a few things. I did email you about like some items that you had supporting docs for and some that you didn't, and I'm just gonna do all that right now.
Okay.
Are you ready? Yeah. So some of them are blocked.
The steps.
Yes.
How is everybody
today? All right, let me fix that for you too.
So we're moving. That's good.
We apologize.
Yeah. It happens.
All right, there you go.
We're good.
What?
It's good. Good.
Yeah, we should be good. That should be free to edit. Commissioner Gomez.
So I move to change food item line 12 to a unit price of 2.98, to delete food item line 10, to add food item line 15, item name cane sugar, quantity 1, unit price $9.49, to add food item line 16, item name Sun Chips, quantity 1, unit price $11.99, and to add non-food item line 18, item name napkins, quantity 1, unit price $9.58 by unanimous consent.
Is there any sense to the motion? Seeing that motion carries. Commissioner Gomez.
And then, are you going to be picking up, like, the cane sugar, like, at the store?
Yes.
Okay. Just wondering, because there is a delivery fee, and I want to make sure you don't have to pay that. Other than that, did anyone else have changes with me? No? Okay. So I have 649 and 7,000. I also know that you said operations tier under emergency. Since operations is a tier that can be applied for at any time, you don't have to state that as an emergency.
Oh.
You're good. So I move to approve Anime and Manga Society's operations funding application in the amount of $649.75.
Second by Commissioner Palmer, is there discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on to vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. CJ, before you leave.
All right.
Yes. What club are you with?
I'm
HR. Awesome.
Management Human Resources.
Oops.
Awesome.
I just swear
I'm small. All right. Let's say you guys are next. Can you tell us your name, position, and club?
I just need to fill everything out. I'm Paulina Timokin. I'm the president of Management Human Resources.
Do you want me to put my email?
Right.
I'm
email.
So
you can both get it.
You can just fill it out.
And you said you're president.
Yeah.
Perfect. Are you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
Wait, so we got approved?
All right. Could you tell us about your application?
Yeah, we're applying for funding for operations tier for our last meeting of the semester. It's going to be our flood improvement event for next semester. So that's why we're asking for money. It's going to be to cover the costs.
Awesome. Through the app. Wish out of us.
Everything was good, so.
You said this is for meeting, right?
It's for a recruitment event.
Is this your
second
one? Then that's fine. Okay. All right, sorry. Continue.
I move to approve management in the Resources Association and operations account in the amount of $170.98.
Second by Commissioner Gomez, is there discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on to vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, CJ, before you leave.
Let me give you access to this.
All right, what club are you guys with?
Okay. Awesome.
You guys come up there. Get your name and position in the club.
Michael Fierstein, treasurer.
Kylan Sasaki, proxy for Taylor.
Who did you set the proxy email to?
Luke.
Proxy.
Where did it come from?
Taylor Roper.
Are you guys ASU elected or appointed officials?
No.
Could you tell us about the application?
So we just have a team uniform we do every year, and this is for a competition, so we can all match, because we have like a kind of like a dress code that we do for each team. So this is just money for the shirts.
So we should go, Miss.
So the app has just the t-shirts, right? You're just getting 20 of them? Awesome. So I see that you also put the $6 for the cap. The only thing that we need is the ASU logo on, this shirt design. So if you could email, another proof of the shirt with the ASU logo on it and send that to us, we just have to put a stipulation. So you need to send the email of the proof before you can get access to the funds.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, that was really complicated.
I thought we did put it up, but I think.
Yeah, it's just not on the supporting doc you sent in.
Okay.
So if you already have it, then you can just resend it.
Okay, cool.
I move to put a stipulation that ASCE and Nevada Water Treatment follows shows proof of the ASUN logo on their shirt designs before receiving funds by an ASU consent.
Is there any sense to the motion? Seeing that, motion carries. We should go, Miss.
Yeah, just the one stipulation. Okay, so I move to approve ASCE Nevada Water Treatment's operations funding application at the amount of $120.
Okay, second, second by Commissioner Hickman, is there discussion? Seeing no one, I'll move on to vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, see Jared before you leave.
Thank you.
All right, what club do you guys with?
Undergraduate Behavior Analysis.
HTLS.
Undergraduate Behavior Analysis, first up. So, could you guys use your name and position as well?
Thank you. Donna West, County Cash Treasurer.
Awesome. Are you guys ASM elected or appointed officials?
No.
No? All right. Could you tell us about your event?
So, this event is going to be a meeting which will include a nomination for future club officers.
Groovy day out.
You had a few variations. So it's the one with the gift card and the one missing the line item one, correct?
That's what I have.
Yes.
Do you recall that on your application?
Yeah, I have one was the not food item gift card and the extra line item was water.
Because what was it? It was. You submitted like two apps in the same thing. No, three apps. And we just want to make sure we're going to fund you on the right stuff. So, on the one I have, we don't have the water.
So, no, you have to use the latest. They'll have to ask you the latest one they submitted.
The latest one. Does anyone have that already up?
You'll see. Just do N.
Okay.
Commissioner Gomez.
What are you saying? Because this is all the same stuff I have. So I emailed you right about the gift card. We can't fund it because we consider that petty cash. Were you going to give that to like your award recipient?
Yeah, at the first meeting we had a game, and my faculty advisor suggested that we request a different gift card to supply it, and I knew we wouldn't be able to request it for that meeting because it was like the day before. But I told him I would still request the gift card, and I said I'd buy it for him.
No worries. So I moved to strike non food out of line one by unanimous consent.
Is there any sense of motion? Seeing no motion carries.
So I have 138.
Okay. Commissioner Gomez.
So I move to approve Undergraduate Behavior Analysis Club's operation funding application at the amount of $130.84.
Second by Commissioner Kelsey, discussion. Seeing no one will want to vote, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Now it's our only app, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, you guys are good to go. See you here before you
come. Thank you.
CFS, you guys have three apps, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll start with your operation application amount of 40-80. Could you tell us your name and position in the club?
Brianna
Fenn,
the president.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
That's the
Georgia
treasurer.
Awesome. Are you guys ASO elected or officials?
No.
Nope. Sorry.
It's a 43.80. Okay, so I think that one was for the pizza.
Donuts.
Okay.
Okay.
So the donuts we tried to get funded for at the last meeting, but we just didn't have supporting doc of the right amount. Yeah.
Okay.
So I went and took a picture of the menu, if that works for it,
okay.
Hopefully.
That works.
But I don't know if I need to like retell you what the event is.
Just tell us.
Okay, it's like a panel just with like graduate school speakers that are coming to talk at the rotunda. So we just figured, and we're like trying to get new people in the club with that too, just as like an end of semester thing. So we are doing kind of like recruitment with it, but it'll give people like kind of an idea of what we're about. That's about it.
Okay. Commissioner Raquel.
Look good. You guys don't have to separate the items. Right now it's like one dozen donuts for quantity one.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah, so you can just like put quantity
four. Did I do one each?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
you
I can
four
do
four boxes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can wait. What did I put? I put like a dozen donuts.
Just
four.
Four of them. Yeah.
Oh, and I can do one. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Good to know.
Okay. I need to change food item line 1 to quantity of 4, and then strike food item lines 2 through 4, my hand is consent.
Very sensitive motion. Seeing that motion carries 4380. Should we start down?
I move to approve HC Fan Club to operation app at the amount of $43.86.
Second by Commissioner Adams, new discussion. Seeing now one other one to vote, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. All right. I want to move on to your second application amount of $69.55.
Okay, so that one's just for some more supplies. So we did supplies at the loss funding too, but since we were doing more applications at this figure since the end of the semester, we can always use more for next year's officers that are coming in, because those ones will probably be used at our last event. So I was like, we'll just have some more for next semester. So.
Who would be the Commissioner Rectal?
So for the grounds, we just got like, the price a little bit off of that one.
Okay.
So I'm just going to need to change that. And I also noticed you guys put like the was price.
Okay, so I put the price because it's like a callback or something, I think at Walmart. So I didn't want to put the callback price just in case I go to Walmart and they don't have the callback price. So I did the price, I think, of the one without the sale price, if that makes sense. Just in case, yeah, did I go there and they don't have that?
Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure. So I'm going to change non-food item line 7 to a unit price of $4.50.
Is there any sense to motion? I've seen a motion carries.
And then that was it. $69.35.
Yep.
I move to approve HGFS above the operations app at the amount of $69.35.
Second by Commissioner Adams, is there discussion? Seeing that one on the one to vote, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. So your last application is an operations app in the amount of $28.85.
Yeah, and then that one I think is supposed to be $29.85 because
pizza's
$10.90 or
$9.95
each or something.
Oh no, it's fine. We just approved it.
But that one's for Costco pizza, so we're doing like a end of the semester study session on dead days. So I know you can get one meeting with food, so I just decided to use it.
Commissioner Rectal.
So, look good. Just know that when you guys use Costco, you guys will have to just buy it yourself.
Yeah. So, how did, oh, so we buy it and then, okay. How does that work?
And then, yeah, you can grab a receipt.
Okay, and then I get reimbursed. Okay, sounds good.
Tax. Oh, and then no tax.
Yeah, so then I just get reimbursed the price without tax.
Right.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. So,
for sure, Kel.
I move to approve HFS Club for the operation app at the amount of $29.85.
Second, the Commissioner Hickman, is there discussion? Seeing no one, I'll move on to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions. See Jared before you leave.
Thank you.
All right. We'll move back to item 8 for the commissioners, Commissioner Gomez.
So tomorrow is the internship meeting, 5 p.m.
We'll be going to Costco. It's just Costco? Okay. Oh, it's just something with Costco. Okay, just making sure.
Do you guys want to add anything?
And show them everything. Okay.
Yeah.
So just your first lesson.
I have something.
Yes.
Do you do any career workshop stuff yet?
We're professionalism.
So that's we're gonna hopefully touch on that at the end.
Last meeting.
Okay. Will that be before the deadline?
We might.
Okay. Thank you.
Tomorrow.
Oh, we can do it tomorrow.
I have some stuff.
I have my resume.
No, I have like a PowerPoint.
If you actually
assistant director Lynch, and I, you know, he gave me some tools to use.
And worst case scenario, there can always be some like resume critique session separate of it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, there's a question about that.
Oh, well, you were asking for suggestions, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you do a Prodly Pro
Yeah, that was the first meeting.
That's a problem.
Okay. Sorry, do you have anything else?
Yes, and then credit card machines. Intern Young is doing a great job contacting all the people you have to contact. But when we have more of like a solid idea, he will contact coordinator DeMont, probably James, probably assistant director B, about and Central Station about like the details about how to implement that, and then going forward with that into next year.
Okay.
End of report. Wait, I think I have. Sorry. Processes audit.
Yeah.
Discussion for later. Nothing really to add to the website. I've changed what I really wanted to change, to be honest. But so there is like a new web campus training. That's what you're talking about.
How's the Castio change for the club search?
Raul keeps sending us the same email.
What's the email?
It's saying he sent it there. They haven't gotten back. Probably gonna change the system, maybe. That's
so,
it.
He doesn't.
He always just says that.
Okay.
Rockstar Raul.
Oh,
you can put that on the record. He's rocking away from me. Anyways.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Just wanted to follow up on that. Something you guys really
yeah,
wanted
he
to
just,
do.
He just keeps like he can't do anything about it because it's like not. His like complete overview that he needs to like change again. Yeah, I know.
Okay, that's fine.
It sucks.
That's okay. All right.
End of report.
All right. Thanks for addressing all your projects. Commissioner Fulmer.
So iBleed is underway. I've been working tirelessly on that. So I'll give you guys just a general overview of how I see iBleed happening. Granted, I. Potentially will be a commissioner next year. First hour, I'm trying to get a keynote speaker and use a bulk of the budget on a keynote speaker that'll be relevant to students, relevant to clubs, and like igniting activism and student voice on our campus. And then I'm expecting that to last like 45 minutes to an hour. Second hour, having kind of breakout sessions with departments of ASUN, not only clubs and orgs, and kind of doing an overbranching arch of what ASUN can do for clubs because we are here to serve them. And then the last hour, doing an iLead certification course and including the different resources that are on campus with Protect Our PAC, Bystander Intervention, Green Dot Training, Ally Training, Undocu Ally Training, and certifying the clubs in iLead. So let me know what your opinions, ideas on that are. So I'm looking at about 3 hours to 3.5 hours for the whole training. And then we're also looking into doing a service project with Habitat for Humanity and potentially building a house. So that's a lot of liability, a lot of work, so we're definitely looking into it, but we definitely want to incorporate some sort of service project on the day after, so it's not required for clubs to go, but it's kind of an incentive towards clubs.
How do you get clubs to go to that?
So that's another thing we're looking into, so we're looking for ways to like incentivize clubs, so like with Habitat for Humanity, if we were to like actually build a house or renovate a house, we want to find a way to kind of either like engrave like plaques or like bricks in the house to say like this club helped build this house.
So oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sorry, for sure, Adams.
So, what sort of accountability mechanism by which you know we enforce the mandatory and like mandatory leadership conference?
So that's another thing I think needs to be decided by the commission next year. Because reading through former Commissioner Wayne's notes, she had on the conference, that was one of her points, definitely having a kind of consequence for not showing up to the mandatory conference. And I definitely think that that would be up to the commission. She had the suggestion of not allowing or having like a suspension on club support funding for the clubs. who don't show up.
Yeah,
so
that's this. So you're considering keeping the same as for this?
Yeah, but that's
yeah, this year's
commission.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. For sure.
I definitely think that. Well, maybe too late to do anything about it. Maybe this year. I think that next year there should kind of be a continuous, like, established policy behind it, because I think that it just looks weird if, you know, it changes from one year to the next. And I think that with Eileen and seeing how it is a mandatory competition is something that we do every year, I definitely think the consequence, as you put it, not going, should definitely.
And they can, the next commission will just change on the procedure manual if they want to.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. No, and the thing is, yeah, I think in terms of 2018, this is just my personal opinion, so you can disagree. The next commission, as Commissioner Fulmer said, should be able to decide that one, and then whatever path they want to take, whether they want to change it in policy, is up to that. But that is an option.
And I have been working with Senator-elect Alvarez on the project, because bringing these different trainings to club leaders on campus was one of her platform goals. So working with her to make that happen. And also, fun fact, I had a phone conversation with Colin Kaepernick.
Nice.
So he denied speaking. Oh,
that's unfortunate.
It was sad.
You talked with him.
Yeah, it was, I was shook. And of course.
I have a few more questions.
Yeah, go for it.
Write this down, because I forgot to tell you. The Joe misbooked the theater, so the theater's only available until 12 p.m. So depending on what time you start, might not be an issue, but 12 p.m. and on, the theater's going to be booked.
Okay.
So my question, you're keeping, so you said three for just the certification course? 3 hours, or 3.5 hours, or
no,
is the whole thing?
The whole conference.
Okay, perfect.
So that's just,
I was like, wait. Okay, so
behind the certification course, enable for a club to gain the iLead certification. I'm planning on having 6 courses available at the conference.
Okay.
I want the club to attend through.
And have the rest be done outside of it?
So they don't have to go.
Oh, okay.
They're all... Well, I mean, if you're at the conference, you have to go to them.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, it's optional. So I'm going to beforehand have a sign up of, like, which one do you want to go to and send people to.
Yeah.
So that way, as well, I know, like, what rooms to put these presentations in.
Yeah.
And that way, so, like, if this club achieves 3 trainings and successfully has 3 club members trained,
okay.
They receive this iLead certification, which basically, the iLead certification, the way I see it, is these are like the best of the best clubs, and they took the time and effort to be better leaders on our campus. So, which is the point of the conference, is
oh yeah,
leadership
of course.
Conference.
Yes, so, I think, and you're probably already thinking about this too, potentially adding an additional, you know, incentive to them with the training aside from just certification.
Yes, so
because their perception might be different of what they
so
use for the certification.
Yes, so we were also thinking of, like, getting some sort of, like, plaque or adding onto, like, the wall at CC, which is a lot of logistics and, like, investment at the beginning. But if iLead were to, like, stay the same after this year going on forward, that would be ideal.
Yeah. I would seek advice from, I think her name is Mass in Cleveland, Special Projects Coordinator, right? Yeah, so she does a lot of the plaques here and, like, does a lot of the work with the Center for Student Engagement with regards to recognition of, you know, for Silver Paw, the Family Public Service Award, you know, all of that stuff. So if you want help on logistics with that, that would be a good resource. In addition, talk to the chair of the Committee for Civic Engagement, whoever gets appointed, or, well, whoever gets elected to that next Wednesday would
so,
be a good resource.
Yeah, so like I said,
you said
I want all department space UN to be present.
Oh, yeah.
So I plan on going to speak to all department space UN to get their involvement in this.
Okay.
Since we are the largest UN student organization, so we should be required to go to our own initial conference.
Awesome. Commissioner Adams.
Just also what you said, I would also reach out to whoever the director of program is going to be, because there have been
mentioned some ideas about increased collaboration between our department and theirs. So I would reach out to whoever director of that department to talk about, you know, what they want to do for the year and how we can fit that into either.
One last question. How are you? There's a lot of stuff that the club has found helpful in the past like few years, and a restructure is needed for iLead, but what are you going to do either later in the year or throughout that to supplement that knowledge, like the programming, the club support funding, you know, all of that stuff?
So,
do you want?
So I just received my call for nomination, just to let y'all know. Oh. So, it's relevant to this. So, part of my platform was developing councils, so similar to the way Keenan does sports council, making that a duty of every commissioner, and in the first semester to deliver all of the information from iLead in four modules.
Okay.
That way, in 1 hour blocks, perfect. Instead of having everyone come for 4 hours and get tired, I think if we deliver them in smaller blocks throughout this first semester, it will be a more efficient manner.
Perfect. Sorry for letting you question.
Great. Ask all the questions.
Awesome. Thank you for keeping up with that, by the way.
And then also, I'm potentially working on mini club fairs for next year. So I know when I was hired as commissioner, that was one of my ideas. And speaking with the Residence Hall Association, that's something they would really like to see happen with the freshman students on campus. So what I'm looking for and kind of talking with a bunch of people on is after Welcome Week, the following 2 weekends, the mini club fairs happening in the Nye Canada Plaza in the residence halls, and doing a coalition based on the days. So that's all the ideas I have for that right now. Okay. So.
Can you get something for that by the end of April?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'll set an appointment. So if there's any, so this for all projects. If there, I'll set an appointment on my calendar to check up with each of you guys on that. For those that I said had deadlines, but all right, just double checking. All right, you're good. All right, Commissioner. Commissioner Adams.
So I had actually 5 people come to my workshop.
Oh, awesome.
I know. It was me. It was 2 hours.
That's a good turnout. No, that's a good turnout for a first time.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
I mean, also consider the amount
you could have had crickets, and I mean, it could have been zero. That's a good, no, I'm not saying that people just are not very receptive
and
initially.
Yeah. I was going to say, also consider the amount of advertising and marketing which I will admit was sparse and light. It was very, you know,
Pokey
thing. But, so, you know, some of the club ideas that were floated were someone wants to do some type of thing with body positivity and spirituality. I know, right? There were a lot of different political ideas there. A lot of new people I'd really talked to, and I believe this was something that I recorded into my PowerPoint, looking back on it now, and I kind of want to go and change it, is people want to know how they're connected with others that, like, have a like mind. You know, that maybe want to interest in their club, because it's kind of hard to even recognize when you're starting up if you can't, you know, necessarily find those 10 members.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you guys had any thoughts, ideas about that, or maybe, you know, maybe next year we were having, like, create some type of like, platform or something.
Yeah.
So that people could be connected, like a forum, yes, for people to be connected with others that, you know, like potential new clubs, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So just
my my vision with. Actually, when I was a commissioner, I remember I talked to you about the bulletin board and I sent you the snippet with that. You can use we can advertise the bulletin board on the club listserv, and then clubs or people searching for those 10 members, for example, they can post on that board and say, looking for people to attend this club, contact us if you're interested. So that could always be a cool thing.
No, yeah.
So just be a centralized location for it.
No, yeah. So I'm definitely going to, you guys all have my PowerPoint, and I'm going to create like some type of like legacy thing, and I'm going to definitely put in there that, you know, there should be some type of forum or basically connection that we can kind of create with like people.
department in collaboration with the Department of Diversity and Inclusion. Basically, I'm just still working on looking up the Sports Council manual to see how they structure that, and then that's how I'm kind of basing off like how we should do for diversity council. And then to the transition process, I'm just basically telling clubs, like,
yeah,
everything's on the ACM website, you know, here's some key things, and also like encourage them to create like a legacy binder. And so maybe I'm hoping this is something that maybe we can like present at iLead, or just something that we can give out, or do something like that, I don't know. But it's there in case anyone wants to use it.
Is Director Benjo still working on stuff for diversity and inclusion? Or is this her role version?
I don't know what...
Who are you still working with? Is that what I'm asking?
Okay, so I've been working with Commissioner Rutherford. And that's who I was working with before their department budget kind of changed.
Yeah.
And so we unfortunately weren't able to do our event that we were planning, which is sad. But so I definitely do think, though, that continual collaboration between this position and that department is definitely something good, and just, you know, cross-department collaboration, you know, across ACM as a whole.
So I know that this is pretty late since the 85th session is over, but technically the next director, or even if I have time to do it, if it passes through Senate, or if I can still work with the next Senate, we can add that into the SAS if you feel like that's essential to our position as part of the coalition. Special coalition tasks?
No, yeah. I would just see, because, so my whole thing is I just want to create the framework for the diversity council.
Yeah.
And then I kind of want to see how
it'll go after.
Yes. And two, I want to kind of like gauge a club participation, because it's hard, because one part of me thinks that it might be a necessary thing, but I mean, I don't want to impose my will though.
That's fine. I mean, you can just work with whoever gets confirmed as the next director.
No, yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything else?
No, end of report. Sorry.
Awesome. And sorry, for the record, Assistant Director Bitar left the room at 8:29, went back in at 8:30 p.m., left the room at 8:34 p.m., came back at 8:35 p.m. Sorry. I forgot to say that earlier. But yeah. We'll move back to item 4, Constitutive Administrative Actions, and move to Funding Block C. What club are you guys with?
Planning Club.
Planning Club, awesome. Can you guys give us your name and position in the club?
I'm Maya, and I am the president. Oh, can you email
last
name?
No. Okay. And I'm Zach, I'm the vice president.
I got that proxy email.
Perfect. Are you guys ASN elected or appointed officials? Can you tell us about your application?
Yes. Did you guys submit another application? When did you submit it?
Today.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So
I didn't think I thought I was going to use the same one. I saw your email and was like, submit another one. I was like, oh.
That's all right.
So is it all for the same app?
Is it for the same items?
Pretty much. Except for like maybe a few plants because of like availability change like within the week.
Okay.
I submitted it. That's fine. All right, who reviewed the app?
Who reviewed their initial one?
The initial app.
It was from the funding hearing. Commissioner
Wes.
Fulmer.
I did.
Can you pull up their new one, Commissioner Fulmer, and compare it?
Okay, this is
So.
Do you see it? Just do any inside the first one.
Yeah, we're just.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Thank you.
different amounts from when you submitted your last application.
Yeah, and a few different ones just because like the availability changed.
Also,
there were some that were on sale this time, so
okay.
Track of those events.
Okay, cool. And that's all I have on that. So, yeah. So I'm going to approve Microsoft's operations application in the amount of $442.50.
$442.50?
Yes.
Second by Commissioner Gomez, a discussion. Seeing no one, I'll move on to a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. All right, see Jared before you leave.
Right. How much?
What's going on with advertising policies?
So I ran into, Citizens and Council rescinded their app.
Okay.
I ran into Dan Atlanta today, and he told me that he was trying to find two people and that he may not be able to, and I have not heard from him since this morning. So I'm assuming he can find two people, and he has to be
re-agendized.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Okay.
Thanks.
And then for the rest,
I think we should. They still have some time.
Yeah, they still have some time. We just started the funding block. All right. Grant. All right, are there? Oh, actually.
Okay.
We
went to the wrong place. And we're watching the people, and we're like, this is funding.
Whatever.
There's two.
What's your
question? April 3rd and April 29th. I was going to do more, but
that's fine. We have four.
School
you. Real quick, we're getting out. Actually, we should probably have Christian Gomez here. Please. We'll move back to item four, policy decision administrative actions. Funding block C. Oh, what club are you guys with?
You have novel ideas.
Oh, perfect. So this is your operation application amount $117.57.
Yep.
Could you guys give us your name and position in the club?
Emily Fox, president.
And Amelia, vice president slash treasurer.
Are you listed as this
place? She's listed as treasurer.
Okay, perfect. Are you guys the ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Perfect. Can you tell us about your application?
We are applying for soda and cookies for our club meetings. It's very common at book clubs to have like food and whatnot, so we're going to follow that pattern. And then we previously applied for t-shirts, and I completely forgot about the 30-day cap on operations, and so we needed to reapply.
Okay. All right. Who reviewed the app? Chris Adams?
It was part of the funding hearing apps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was.
You guys can just look through internal notes.
So it just looks like we need to do separate line items for the t-shirts. Okay. So yeah, we just looks like we're going to do separate line items.
These shirts?
Yes.
You paid for them.
You paid for them.
No, they have not been paid for.
Oh, but they're made.
Yes.
Okay, so you just need to pay the invoice off.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, no. Don't worry.
Perfect. All right, anything else? Any other comments? Motions?
Yeah, so I'm just by size, so I'm just loading the supporting document.
That's fine.
Yes, everyone else already has it.
Thank you. What?
Just announce on the spreadsheet.
Yeah, we have that on the spreadsheet.
Okay, so I move to strike non-food item line 1, and then add non-food item line 2, item name shirts small, quantity 3, unit price $6, line 3, item name shirts medium, quantity 6, unit price $6, and then line 4, shirts large, quantity 3, unit price $6 by unanimous consent.
Any sense in a motion? Seeing no motion carries. Alright. Anything else? Commissioner Fulmer?
Do you guys have 117.57?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I move to approve UNR Novel Ideas operations application in the amount of $117.57.
Second by Commissioner Rakowski, discussion. See now, we'll move on to vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against?
Abstention.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Motion carries. Good job. That's what you're supposed to do. All right. See you, Jared, before you leave.
Thank you.
Really didn't watch you.
Yes. Wildlife and advertising. So I'm going to re-agenda to advertising. I don't know about wildlife.
We can recess 5-10 minutes, you know, wait on them. We still have minutes though, so let's go to that. Let's go to 9 or 4 minutes. All right. Exactly.
I have the minutes for April 3rd and February 20th. I was going to do more, but
were there electronic copies of that?
Are there electronic copies of
this? Did you send them to us?
I did not. I can do that.
Okay.
So what I'm thinking of doing is, instead of, because I have forgotten to give them to you guys, I can send them all to you before, because the only ones that I put on the website so far is the one from March 1st, which is 3 minutes.
Okay.
And I can send them all to you for edits for, clerical things.
That'd be great, yeah. I think that was, because I know that we control F through the document, you know.
You guys actually read the minutes, which is nice.
Yeah, so that'd be helpful. Yeah. So if you could actually, so if we can hold off on approving these then, and if you could just send us an electronic copy so that we can approve for next week, that'd be great. Awesome. Thanks for doing that though.
No problem.
All right. 10 remarks. Are there remarks for the director, assistant director?
No. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. All right. 11 staff reports.
Yeah, so Jared, you reminded me, your director, Jason Murray, apologies. One-on-ones for the end of April or throughout April, if you guys just want to pick a time in April, just any time, 10 to 4 Monday through Friday in April. That's my standard for you guys.
Standard for everyone.
So just, no one in particular, literally everyone, just one day in April, that's my goal for you guys. Just for that, so please. We're going to be on that. Club resources, I think I'm waiting on, I got to check tomorrow. We got most of them, I'm going to say 90%, if not all of them. I don't know what we're missing because we ordered a lot. But over summer, Front Desk is going to put them all online and then rearrange the storage closet so that next semester they'll be available for clubs. So there's a bunch of stuff. So that's what the 6 cones in my office are for. So we're also going to be auditing the web campus trainings, the 4 Central Station ones in particular, because there's a lot of information that's just thrown at clubs, and we just want to know if it's consumable. So if you guys have heard repetitive complaints, think about it, let me know, write them up and let me know. If you hear anything in the foreseeable future, let me know. And then if you wouldn't mind just reaching out to your new clubs in the coalition, just see what their experience was like overall throughout the year, starting up, being a new club, and just kind of write all that down, just kind of compile it. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, like a 4-page report or anything. It should be a few sentences, hey, this club had an issue with this, or this club seemingly did everything perfect, just so that we have an idea of what processes need to be fixed. because a lot of things we think look great, but then clubs point out that there's issues with. So, cool. Okay. And that's it.
Regarding feedback on clubs, Commissioner Raquel, how's the club survey going? How many responses? You don't have to say like the responses exactly, but just how many have we gotten so far? 20?
I got a glowing review as a commissioner, so.
Wow.
So, pretty good.
I didn't know commissioners got their own office.
No, that's, I did such a good job.
Oh my gosh.
No, yeah, it's true. It was like, name your commissioner, Jared Tomato. I was like, almost. Like, how did he do? Great. Perfect. Sorry, yeah. Continue.
That's fine. That's fine. Sorry, I just need to...
A little humor. Some levity.
That's all I got. All right, well, now we want to 12 public comments. Any public comment? Commissioner Gomez.
What a great meeting. Should we ending strong?
We should recess for...
Well, does anyone know, have a contact at...
Wildlife.
Maybe someone can, during the recess, we'll recess for like 5 minutes
before
you guys call them, because they usually have like a number.
Yeah, they have the number attached on their cast. Yeah, I have to scroll to the bottom.
What about Plant Club?
We heard Plant Club.
I thought that was Wildlife is people grow. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, so
it's all green.
Are there any motions to recess? It's 9:12 right now, so I'm going to push your phone.
I move to recess until this further business discuss.
That's a lot.
Okay, that's fine. What if there's no further business? They don't come.
Yeah.
And don't you sell business to adjourn the meeting?
Well, yeah. Ooh. Kind of. Okay, that works. That works. Okay. Is there a second? Second by Kusha Gomez. Is there a discussion? See now, number one, vote on favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against, sentience, motion carries. I now adjourn until there's further business. I now call this meeting of Farmer Clubs and Organizations to order on Tuesday, April 17 at 9:19 p.m. in the Joe Cry Student Union, room 323. We'll now move on to item 2, roll call.
Director Decimera.
Present.
Assistant Director Batar.
Present.
Commissioner Adams.
Present.
Commissioner Gomez.
Present.
Commissioner Hickman.
Present.
Commissioner McNeil.
Sorry, absent excused.
Commissioner Raquel. Commissioner Fulmer.
Present.
Quorum's met.
Awesome. We'll now move on to item 13, adjournment. I'm seeking a motion to adjourn this meeting at 9:20 p.m. Commissioner Adams. Second by Commissioner Fulmer, is there a discussion? Seeing none, we'll now move on to vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstention, motion carries. I now adjourn this meeting at 9:20 p.m.